You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. We begin the bulletin with top news of the week. The Reserve Bank of India on Thursday left its key interest rate unchanged for a second straight policy meeting, but signaled that it wants to see inflation moderate more while preserving the growth momentum. The Monetary Policy Committee, which has three members from RBI and an equal number of external experts, voted unanimously to keep the benchmark repurchase or repo rate unchanged at 6.50%. It decided 5-1 to retain the policy stance focused on withdrawal of accommodation, which was introduced in April last year. While consumer price inflation eased during March-April 2023 and moved into the tolerance band, headline inflation is still above the target of 4% and is expected to remain so during the rest of the current fiscal, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said, announcing the monetary policy decision. Therefore, close and continued vigil on the evolving inflation outlook is absolutely necessary, especially as the monsoon outlook and the impact of El Nino remain uncertain, he said. Moving on, monsoon rains reached Kerala coast on Thursday, offering relief to farmers after a delay of more than a week, marking their latest arrival in 7 years. The monsoon, the lifeblood of the country's $3 trillion economy, delivers nearly 70% of the rain India needs to water farms and recharge reservoirs and aquifers. In the absence of irrigation systems, nearly half of India's farmland depends on the June-September rains, and their late arrival could delay the planting of rice, cotton, corn, soybean and sugarcane, traders said. Southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala today, the 8th June 2023, against the normal date of 1st June, the India Meteorological Department said in a statement. This year, the IMD had expected the arrival of monsoon rains over the state's coast on June 4th, but the formation of a severe cyclonic storm Biparjoy in the Arabian Sea delayed their onset. The IMD confirms the monsoon has begun after taking into account rainfall measured at weather stations in Kerala and westerly wind speeds. Meanwhile, the Tata Group has retained its title of India's most valuable brand at $26.4 billion in 2023, growing at 10.3% over last year, said brand valuation firm Brand Finance in its latest ranking of the country's leading brands. This is the first time that an Indian brand has breached the brand value mark of $25 billion to feature in the top 100 of the Brand Finance Global 500 2023 list, an annual ranking of the world's top 500 most valuable brands, the UK-based brand valuation firm said. Amid the post-pandemic landscape and the ongoing geopolitical uncertainties, India's top 100 most valuable brands collectively exhibited growth, with their total value approaching $2 trillion since the last valuation on January 1, 2022, Brand Finance said. Over to some corporate news, Toshiba Corp said on Thursday its board has decided to recommend shareholders take up a tender offer from a group led by Japan Industrial Partners, helping pave the way for a $14 billion buyout to take the Japanese conglomerate private. The tender offer, to be launched in late July, would put the electronics to power stations maker in domestic hands after years of battles with overseas activist shareholders that sparked management reshuffles and strategy reversals. The board in late March accepted the buyout offer valuing the industrial conglomerate at $14.31 billion, but said the 4,620 yen per share offer price was too low to recommend shareholders tender their shares. The board on Thursday concluded the price was fair and reasonable, with no prospects of a higher offer or competing bid, especially amid unfavorable conditions such as the weak leveraged loan market and higher interest rates. And lastly, we leave you with a sectoral insight. India's internet economy is expected to register a six-fold growth to reach $1 trillion by 2030, driven majorly by e-commerce verticals. India's internet economy is expected to grow six times to $1 trillion by 2030, says Sanjay Gupta, country manager and vice president Google India. He said most of the purchases in future will take place digitally. According to India Economy Report, jointly published by Google, Bain & Company and Temasek, a continued shift in consumer and merchant behavior, matched with strong investor confidence, has ushered India into its digital decade and set the country on a path to reach a $1 trillion internet economy by 2030. India currently has a total of over 700 million internet users, and this includes 350 million digital payment users and 200 million online shoppers. India will see household consumption doubling by 2030, it said. India's internet economy was in the range of $155 to $175 billion in 2022, per the report. It said that the expected growth will be led by the B2C e-commerce segment, contributing approximately a third of the internet economy's value. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.